This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The respected Dr. Zakir Naik, sir, I am Mozahar Hussain, city of Rampurhat, West Bengal, India. Do you have any trick for memorizing from different verses of the Quran or books of the same thing? A similar question asked by Brother Fahim from Kashmir, from Pakistan. Do you have a photographic memory? What is the reason behind your phenomenal memory? And again, the answer is the same what I gave earlier, that first is Allah's help, second is struggling and striving, and third is technique. There are various techniques for memory which you get when you do MBA courses, which is called as mapping and all the others. And believe me, all these techniques have got limitations. The best is the help of Allah. Certain things are there that when you memorize something after about 20 minutes, again rehearse it after 2 hours, again after a few hours. The more you rehearse it and revise it, the more chance it will be part of you. Then next day, the more you use it, the more it becomes part of your memory. And once it goes into your permanent memory, then even if you don't revise, it will be in your memory. For example, Surah Fatiha. Almost all the Muslims know Surah Fatiha. Even you get up from your sleep and they ask you to recite, you can recite, because that has gone in the permanent memory. So the more you revise, the more you practice, it becomes part of memory. I don't consider myself that I've got photogenic memory. What I do is I strive. I have to keep on revising. I know that if this lecture has about 100-150 quotations from Quran and Hadith, if I don't revise, maybe I may say 90%. If I revise, I may be able to say 99%. So before every lecture, I try and revise as much as possible so that it is closer to the accuracy. So more you strive, the more you struggle, the more you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, you'll be more successful.